devotion offered to you by Bible Fellowship Church. Today we begin a series on priorities. Priorities have to do with order and importance. A priority list includes things in the order of their importance. I'm not sure about you, but I keep a to-do list for the whole week in my phone. In my to-do list, I have it broken down into days, the things I need to accomplish for each day. Within those days, I decide in what order those things need to be accomplished, so I assign the tasks with numbers. Do I always accomplish my entire to-do list for the day? No, but I just move those tasks to another day that isn't so full. Anyway, I say all that to say sometimes my priorities are not what they should be. A Christian's priority should be based on God's will for our lives, as revealed in Scripture. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness." The things that pertain to God's kingdom has priority over our physical needs, according to the context of the Sermon on the Mount. To have the right priorities, we need to have the right goals. So today, we're going to look at some guys in the Bible. We're going to look at and check out what their priorities are and what we might can learn from them. Let's see what David has to say in Psalm 27:4. "One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." David's priority was to dwell in the house of the Lord. David also had a to-do list while dwelling in the house of the Lord. He planned to inquire, learn, worship the beauty of the Lord. We find in Joshua 24:15 that Joshua's priority was for him and his household to serve the Lord. In Romans 12:2, Paul was teaching us a great priority to have, to do or do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, discerning what God's will is for you. Discerning God's will for our lives is the perfect way to set our priorities. Paul also challenged us in Colossians 1:28 and 29 to proclaim Christ, warning and teaching everyone with all wisdom. Our priorities should include telling people about Jesus and helping people grow in their relationship with Him. And my favorite teaching of all times on priorities is from Jesus. He was teaching His disciples, but this teaching is for us today also. Take a look with me in John 4. This is where Jesus met the woman at the well, and the disciples had gone into town to get food. Just then, starting in verse 27, "Just then His disciples came back. They marveled that He was talking with a woman, but no one said, 'What do you seek?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?' They went out of the town and were coming to Him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, saying, 'Rabbi, eat.' But He said to them, 'I have food to eat that you do not know about.' So the disciples said to one another, 'Has anyone brought Him something to eat?' And Jesus said to them, 'My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work.'" Is to do the work of the one who sent us on our priority list today? I think I need to take these examples from these great men of the Bible and make some adjustments to my to-do list and change my priorities for the week. What about you? Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Just think, if we took the examples of all these great men and made what they made a priority, our priority, where would we be in our walk with Jesus today? I pray that this week you will go back and look at the wise priorities these men of the Bible proclaimed. Then search your heart, asking God to give you discernment of what His will is for you, and that you make that a priority. Join me next week for the second part of priorities.